May the Lord help us to commence our service this afternoon with hymn 678. 678. There's not a man that's born of God, but readily will say, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Hymn 678.
Help us to read this afternoon, first book of the Kings, chapter 3. First book of Kings, chapter 3. And Solomon made affinity, which is relationship by marriage, with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honour, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass a third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant help in time of prayer. Dear Lord, once more we come before thee at the throne of grace. Once more we meet in thy courts. And also once less. Lord, we pray that as we come this afternoon, we may come up having been on the stretch for a blessing. Do not turn away thy face, mine's an urgent, pressing case. Whatever the case is that poor souls have brought up this afternoon, Lord, we pray that thou wilt meet the need of their case. Thou who art the great supplier of all needs of thy children, to supply in a particular way this afternoon the needy cases, those that really have been pleading before thee, that thou wouldest touch their hearts this afternoon or this day, and they've not had it to date, and now they see the clock going and the time running out. Lord, we pray for thy favour upon our gathering. Lord, it is not usual for the friends here to have an afternoon service. And we give thanks to thee for their great kindness in this time of the virus, as we have to stay at chapel and cannot go into anyone's house, that they have kindly agreed to, offered, Lord, rather than agreed. It came from them, and we hope and prove that it may have come from thee, because thou didst say that between 2:30 and whenever the service is finished this afternoon, thou wilt bless a poor child of God. And it must be so. Because, Lord, thy timings are perfect. And oh, perhaps if any feel a little rebellious about an afternoon service, maybe they can't get asleep, or maybe they can't relax in the same way, Lord. Oh, to realise that all my time shall ever be ordered by his wise decree. And Lord, it comes down to this service, ordered of thee. May it be so, and may it be so in a blessed way. Oh Lord, thou hast that perfect timing. Oh, we are poor, sinful, wretched man, and we think our times are better, and we think our management is better sometimes, Lord, if we're honest. But oh, to show us the filth of our wretched hearts, and that as for God, his way is perfect. Oh, Lord, we know it takes some saying for a poor sinner to acknowledge that. We know we have to come a long way to be able to say God's way is perfect when we're in a tried and a difficult way, and the pathway seems strewn with rocks and we have to clamber over them, Lord. But, oh, God's way is perfect. It's tried, but it's perfect. Oh, we do plead then, Lord, this afternoon, that thou wilt come in and make one in the midst. That there might be that peace be still. That there might be that time of seeking out souls that are to be favoured. There might be that time of blessing. That might be that time of true praise and honour in a soul's heart towards thee. And they go out and tell no one, but they remember it. Oh, Lord, do draw near. Oh, may we prove the walking out of this morning's text this afternoon. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be very near unto us. Oh, Lord, we do plead that thou wilt then bless us with an indeed blessing this afternoon. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, that thou wouldest favour me with that feeling and that hope raised in my heart that all is well, all is settled. Oh, Lord, if a sinner could feel that this afternoon, all is settled, and my soul approves it well. Lord, do come. Lord Jesus, the doubts are there. Oh, there's that mountain of fear. There's those hills of doubt. There's all those things in the way. Oh, but Lord, he says, wonderful, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, the high priest? Here is a higher priest on high, the highest of all priests. Yes. Oh, may that high priest come to remove the mountains of doubts and fears and say this, I will bless you. From this time, lovely word in Haggai. Oh, may they prove it here, Lord, as the church and people. From this time, I will bless you. They might say, why from this time? Because I will bring to pass that which thou hast placed before me. From this time I will bless you. Oh, Lord, we pray that it might be so. Oh, as dear Haggai had to mention those words, from this time forward. Oh, Lord, we pray then this afternoon for thine appearing so special. Oh, it might be beautiful this afternoon. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that publisheth peace. Oh, the Lord Jesus, walking upon those mountains of doubt, walking upon those mountains of fear, those mountains we brought up this afternoon. Lord, thou wilt walk over the mountains. Why? Lord, why? It's because we believe thou hast said in thy word, I will make all my mountains away. He's owning, Lord, we thank thee that thou dost own the mountains. Thou dost own the mountains of doubt, the mountains of despair, the mountains of, well, thou dost not own the mountains of sin, but thou wilt remove them because of the precious blood we tried to speak a little of this morning at the ordinance. Lord, do come then this afternoon. Set us free. Oh, set a poor sinner free. Maybe in bondage, maybe all they can see is that mountain of sin. But Lord, set them free. Ah, sinner, thou hast done the deed. Yes, they have to acknowledge it. Thou hast made the Saviour's bleed. Heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame. The rebels must adore his name. Lord, I hope and pray there's a few rebels here this afternoon. But those rebels that are adoring his name. Lord, we pray, oh, it comes into mind, it seems a terrible thing to pray, Lord, but do forgive me. I pray that in their hearts of some of these harlots here this afternoon, I pray that in the hearts of some of these that have, as it were, in their hearts, given have those sins of stealing, those sins of adultery, those sins, Lord, that are across the word, the woman taken in adultery, and yet the Lord was there to bless them. It was a time of favour. Go and sin no more. Oh, Lord, these are the ones we want. Oh, no, Lord, the shepherd not go, the good shepherd go, Lord, and leave the 99 and go and seek out that which was lost. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. We'll only see, Lord, by faith if we're shown our sins. Oh, Lord, forgive. Show pity, Lord, O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee. Lord, these words touch our hearts, don't they? If we know a little of sin, oh, remember the dear friends here. We do pray in these things as they gather this afternoon. Lord, we would pray for the nation. Oh, how solemn it is that we have this virus still around. We do pray, Lord, that there may be in time that we can truly sing thy worthy praises again in chapel. We can remove the mask. We can live a little more normally in our lives. We pray that it may be so. We pray that, Lord, man will be given help in those things, in the development of these vaccines and other things. But, oh, Lord, that there might be a spirit of thankfulness to thee. And, oh, that there might be more prayer in the nation, Lord. We have been saddened that there haven't been those days of national prayer as in times past when this nation did come into trouble. But, Lord, we do pray and we do plead and we do seek that thou wilt yet come and appear for this nation. And do, Lord, hear our prayers, we beg. Remember the royal household and the Queen and Prince Philip, now married for 73 years. We thank thee for them, Lord. Pray that they may be spared to us yet for a period. And oh, we do pray that there may be much prayer for this nation and the nations of the world. And Lord, do turn us again as we prayed this morning, and we shall be turned. Lord, we do pray for the dear friends here, the dear deacons. We thank thee, Lord, for the prayers in the vestry. And if the friends knew, ah, Lord, if the friends knew that unction from above upon the prayer that, Lord, if one of those prayers is answered, it would be a wonderful mercy this day, and this will be a blessed people. Oh, it will be so, Lord. Oh, we pray then that thy word will truly a work in thy hands to thy effect this day, and that will be a time of favour. Yes, the set time to favour Zion is come. We do plead that thou wilt strengthen and help them for the work. Thou wilt be with them in their exercises and burdens. Thou wilt go before them and enable them in all things. They will prove that enabling grace. They will prove the Lord hearing and answering their pleadings. And they will prove that in all things he doth go before them. And Lord, we pray for the church. Do remember them each and one that was not able to be with us this day as we gathered round the table. Lord, oh, may there have been a softening. May even one soul have felt a little softened in these things as we wept and to weep over his pierced hands and feet. Yes, and those kind hands that did such good, we nailed them to a cross of wood, those kind hands. Well, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt then remember the church, we do plead. And Lord, we pray for the people here. We pray for the families. We pray for the young. We plead for the babes. We pray for those at school and those at home school. We pray that thou wilt be with them each. We pray that thou wilt hear and answer even the young prayers. And we pray thou wilt help them in a world that works so much against the young people. Lord, do give them daily strength and help. We plead for them, and we do pray for those in the work, and those in the early years of work, and those that even older, middle-aged, but those that have the burdens of work and employment and day-to-day, and maybe, Lord, there's something tomorrow that is too big for them, too hard for them, too complex for them, but it's not too hard for thee, Lord. Ah, one says, as I face tomorrow with its problems large and small, as helped, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. Oh, Lord, what a thing that is to cast on him all our care. Lord, thou knowest we keep some back. Poor sinners in that. Oh, but to be enabled to cast all these things upon thee and to prove thee finding out a way for. Lord, do be with the parents. Give them wisdom and help. There's so many challenging things in these days. Lord, do appear for them. Show them the way and guide and direct their steps in these things, we plead. Do remember the little Sunday school here, Lord, and help thy servant to address it next Lord's Day. And Lord, in thy providence, we were not able to do so ourselves. But Lord, we do pray that the young may not lose out, but that there may be something even today, even in the preaching, that will be, oh Lord, we would have the simplicity of thy word. There may be something even for the young friends to be able to ponder and think about. We do pray, Lord. Oh, and it is so. Yes, it may be that those need the meat that are a little further on in the way, but how wonderful when we still can have the sincere milk of the word, which is drinkable to all. Lord, thou knowest, do come. And oh Lord, do keep our preaching ever at the lowest common denominator. Oh Lord, yes. Such simple folk have sharpest eyes, says the hymn writer, and learn to walk the best. What teaching it is when, Lord, sometimes these things can be so complex, but the gospel's not, Lord. The beautiful gospel message is simplicity itself, but it needs the power of application. Oh, may it be so this afternoon, we do plead. So we pray that we'd remember those then in the middle part of life, the heat and burden of the day, and strengthen them for the journey. Oh, they might need an arise and eat, Lord, for the journey is too great for thee. They might need that encouragement to go on. Do help them, we plead. And we pray for those in older age. With them it cannot be long till, and Jordan looks ahead. Oh, Lord, do hear their prayers that they lay up for that day. And do hear their prayers for their families and prayers for others. And, Lord, remember those then in the older part of the age, and do be with them when they go beyond the 80 years and 10 and into the 80s. Lord, do truly strengthen them in their days in which they are spared, that they will prove it as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Lord, remember each. Do be mindful of us, Lord, in our little denomination, and yet send down blessings. And also, Lord, wherever the word is faithfully preached, we do beg. And do, as one prayed, Lord, remember those around about in this village and in villages around, and may there be those that walk into this chapel that have never been in a place of worship. Lord, we pray for it. We do seek for it. And we do plead that there may be those that are thine, the dead elect. Lord, bring them. Thou knowest those that are thine. And we beg and plead that we may pray much for these things in our days. Do remember thy servants this afternoon. We plead for them each. And those speaking this evening, do give them mouth, matter and wisdom. And, oh, Lord, we pray for our own dear pastor, Marcus at Staplers, that he may be graciously helped and given a door of utterance this afternoon. Lord, we do pray in all these things. As the hymn writer says, our asking's meet. We ask thy presence, Lord. So may we know it this afternoon, and do bless thine own word. May the gospel get success here this afternoon and in the hills of Zion. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let's continue with hymn 1059. 1059. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, on thee my feeble soul I'd stay, which thou canst lead aright. Hymn 1059.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the dear Lord for help in time of need. I would direct your prayerful attention to the first book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 5. First book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." We read in the chapter before, the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice, which was to offer sacrifices of prayer, for that was the great high place. Friends, we were in Jerusalem this morning. We were on the road. We listened to, I say we were, but you know, in our thoughts, we were on the road to Emmaus. Now here we have, just outside of Jerusalem, Gibeon. It's about 6 or 7 miles north of Jerusalem. It's a high place. It stands, or it stood, about 3,000 feet above sea level. That is around the same height as some of the higher mountains in the Lake District. It was a high place. And in these high places, it was at the time, as we read here, that he sacrificed in verse 3. It says Solomon sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Why? Because it was nearer to heaven. It was nearer to the Lord, God in heaven. Now, your immediate thought might be that then we can only worship the Lord when we're in high places, in Gibeon, as it were. In Gibeon, let's take these first two words of our text. In Gibeon, in high places, when I'm on the mount, when I've received a blessing of the Lord, when he's drawn near, as we had in our text this morning, at those times. Those are the times then when we worship God truly. And maybe that's what you feel, and maybe that's where you immediately feel in response to this, oh dear, I'm not in that place. My friends, we do serve God upon this mountain. As Moses did, we do. We do, if we're favoured to be the Lord's followers, know what it is at times to be on the mount and the time of praise and the time of blessing. And therefore, we know what it is to sacrifice in high places by giving thanks to the Lord. We do know that. But I tell you this too, friends, and it's beautiful, and may it be a comfort to one who feels to be low down like Jonah, you know, in that fish's a belly. I was brought low and he helped me. So friends, it's not just in the high places, it's in the low places too, and you'll prove it to be so, and I'm sure some of you have. I was brought low and he helped me. Oh, can you say amen to that this afternoon, friends? So don't be distressed as we start this word in talking about worshipping God upon the high places. You will know something of it. If you've known it in the past, friend, keep praying. Ask what I shall give thee, that you may come into those high places again. Because verily, I do believe the Lord will hear your prayer. But those of you that are feeling low, those of you that are feeling cast down, oh, and we know something of the way, don't we, poor sinner, what it is to be cast down? Why art thou disquieted within me? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, and you will yet be at Gibeon, friends. He'll bring you there, and then you will praise him at 3,000 feet, if I might respectively say so, in that right sense, because what it will be for you, friends, is this. He will have shown you how low that you've come so that you raise it him high in praising him. Friends, it's wonderful. In Gibeon, so much in two words. Friends, you know, if the Lord was to open it up, we could preach a sermon on two words if the Lord did it. It's all about him, you know, in Gibeon. A place, what does Gibeon mean? It's a place of springs, a place of warm springs. Oh, friends, my springs are all in thee. The warm springs of God's love coming into our heart. May we know those springs. Beautiful hymn 750. It says this, and sing that God is love. Friends, that we could sing in our hearts that God is love. That'll put you in the high places. Oh, friends, beautiful word, isn't it? In Gibeon. I say, friends, if I've got anybody at Gibeon this afternoon, or are you all down there with Jonah? Friends, if you are, don't forget the Lord saw Jonah where he was, and he should. I was brought low. That word's been upon me so much this last week. I was brought low, and he helped me. Oh, he's not going to leave me there in that low place. He's going to bring me up to a time of deliverance. Whether it be in soul or whether it be in the pathway, friends. Yes, in Gibeon, the place of springs, the place of warm springs, the place where there was that offering up from Solomon to the Lord, and he must offer to his Lord, and he prayed and prayed again. I hope you're not giving up in your prayer. I hope you're not giving up in that exercise that you've brought in today. Because, and the exercise perhaps this afternoon, Lord, thy servant hasn't mentioned about this, he hasn't commented. I hope you're not giving up to pray, friends. Oh, take it away and plead again and again and again, friends. Remember these last words of our text. Ask. You say, well, I've asked, I don't know how many thousands of times. I've asked and I've asked again. Go again till that perfect number. Go again seven times. Friends, that was on a mountain. That was on the mountain that the servant had to go up, didn't he? To look towards the sea. Keep looking towards the Lord, friends. Keep looking on. But in Gibeon, the place of springs. Yes, it was there. There upon the high place that the Lord appeared to Solomon. But Solomon, we read, loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. So these high places were so important to him because he hadn't yet built the temple. The house of the Lord had not yet been built. He'd not got his own house. And the wall of Jerusalem round about. So he had to go to resort to the high places. I wonder where your high places are, friends. Got some high places, have you? In the kitchen? In the study? In your car? Friends, what a high place. I believe that's been to me once or twice. The high places of prayer. The high places of sacrifice. And friends, the low places on our knees. You know, I had someone mention not so long ago, they're a Church of England person, you know, and it really, friends, we need to be careful about denominational things because they spoke so nicely to me, but they said this, Mark, are you wearing your trousers and knees out? And you know, I said, what you mean in prayer? Yes, they said, you go in there and go in there again. Oh, friends, how it spoke to me, because I thought, you know, we can be a bit diffident about these things to talk to those that are not in our denomination. It's a voice to me. Yes, I was carrying a matter at the time. Oh, to get back on my knees. Friends, that's a low place. And yet in a sense, spiritually, it's a high place, isn't it? The place of prayer. Yes, in Gibeon. in Gibeon. You say, we're not getting on with this text, are we, friends? Oh, friends, these two words, take them home, in Gibeon, in the high places, in the low places. The Lord comes there. He brings us there. Why does he bring us there? Because we have to come on. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared. If you didn't have your Gibeon, if you didn't have your low place, friends, and you didn't have your high place, whichever it is, if you didn't know those, and you'll know both in your spiritual experience, and those of you that are in the way, you'll understand a little of what we're trying to say, I hope. I hope you'll understand. I hope I understand, friends. But the low places and the high places, and you will know then a little of these two words and what follows because of what you've gone through, because of what you're being brought through. The Lord appeared, the next couple of words. The Lord appeared because he will have you to go through being in those high and low places. The Lord appeared. He preserveth the simple, it says, after I was brought low and he helped me. He preserveth the simple. And we got some simple folks this afternoon. We spoke in prayer about simple things. Are we simple enough for the Lord Jesus, friends? You know, that's a question. You know, we hear those that say, oh, I want the ministry to be deep and deeper still. What do they mean? I don't know, friends. I know this, that simple folk do have sharpest eyes and learn to walk the very best. May we be made simple enough and not try to overcomplicate these things. But what we need is the Lord, isn't it? But you see, this is it, these three words, the Lord appeared. The Lord appeared. Now, this morning, the Lord appeared, did he not, as we spoke? Well, I hope he did appear, but I mean he appeared in what we were talking about in the sermon. He appeared to those on the Emmaus Road. They didn't know it. And sometimes that is so. We touched on that this morning, but the Lord appeared to Solomon. He appeared. A question for us this afternoon. Has the Lord ever appeared for you? Or for me? Has he appeared? Has he come? I hope we can answer in the affirmative. And if we cannot answer yes, I do hope that we will pray and take it away. Lord, do appear for me. And for those that have brought a burden up this afternoon, the burden of their sin. I hope it's a burden to you, friends. Oh, you know we need the Lord to show us just how filthy and wretched we are. You know, we get those things that sometimes we hear about others and they can be a shock to us. But here on my heart, friends, what is your heart looking like? How does it look before God? Can you present yourself sound and... Can you present yourself clean in that tremendous day? You can't, friends. You can't. You have to say like Job of old, behold, I am vile. So maybe that's your burden this afternoon that you've got. The Lord appeared. May he appear in that burden. But maybe it's a burden in providence. It's about a step or it's about something in your life. The children, something at school. You want the Lord to appear. You know, he can, he does. Somebody speaking unpleasantly, nastily to you. Who can shut the lion's mouths? Yes, friends, the Lord that is in control of all things. So the Lord appeared, he appeared. And that's what we so desire, that he would appear with those burdens and concerns. And that he might appear and give us a little of his love, a little of his mercy. We might see it, mercy streams, in streams of blood. Beautiful friends. Oh, we felt to be in quite some solemn place at the Lord's table. We really did. I hope some of you did with us. Those mercy streams, in streams of blood. His hands, his feet and his side. You know, that's with me today. You might say these texts don't necessarily reflect that. They do. They reflect the Lord Jesus. in fullness, don't they? The Lord appeared then unto Solomon in a dream by night. So in a dream. I wonder what our thoughts are there. You know, there were many that dreamed in the word of God. There were those that were good, and there were those that were evil. There were those that are friends who are in glory now that the Lord appeared to with a dream, and there were those that are sad to say that are in hell now. There was Pharaoh. The Lord appeared to Pharaoh in his dreams, did he not? And Joseph was the interpreter thereof. There was Nebuchadnezzar, and you know, friends, the evil king. He acknowledged the Lord, but not for himself. And Daniel interpreted his dreams. And you know, there were others also that had their dreams of the Lord, and they are not in glory. Searching word, isn't it? If we've had a dream, and we felt in our dreams, perhaps the Lord has given us a blessing. But friends, equally, something to be tried out, because the Lord does speak in that way. And you know, we know that he did with Jacob of old. He did he not, at Bethel. And he lighted on a certain place. And he tarried there all night. The sun was set and he dreamed. And a ladder was set on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And he had to say, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. The Lord is in this place. Friends, I hope the Lord is in this place. Nay, I believe the Lord is in this place, but do you know it? Have you known it in Swavesey Chapel for the Lord to be in this place and to enter into your heart? And if you haven't, I would say, ask of the Lord that you might know it. You children, is this chapel a special place to you? However young you are, is it special for you to be here? It's a thought, you know. You know, your friends, what are they doing this Sunday afternoon? I can think of a number of things. How wonderful it is that you are found in chapel to hear God's word. May you ever bless him for it. Well, we hadn't thought of those things. But you see, it's beautiful for this dream that Jacob had. He realized it was the place of God. And then again, we read a little later that he had a dream when he was serving Laban. And Laban gave him all those cattle that were ring-straked and speckled and grizzled, and you can read of it in Genesis 31. But what struck me was that he said the Lord, he lifted up and he saw all this in a dream, the blessing of God upon him. And the Lord does give his people dreams. And he spoke to Moses, you know, around the time that Aaron and Miriam, they were concerned about the Moses' leadership of the children of Israel. And the Lord came down and he said, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak to him in a dream. So the Lord does, friends. But my servant is not so. I will speak to him face to face, said the Lord. What a wonderful thing. But truly, those dreams that were given, and I think Job records of it somewhere, regarding dreams, that he said, behold, as we are on our bed at night, that the Lord comes in with their dreams. And we read elsewhere that the old men shall dream dreams and young men shall see visions. Or perhaps it's the other way round, Lord, friends, but you'll know what I mean. Job says that in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Now, this, friends, this text is very special to me. I have to tell you that I did have a dream on a Thursday evening once, 20 years ago. More than that, 25 years ago. And you know, the Lord showed me something. In providence, friends, but providence and grace walk closely together. In providence, he showed me something in a dream that would come to pass. The matter was impossible. And I was so tried the next morning on the Friday and tried on the Saturday. I begged, Lord, Lord, if this is right, this dream that thou hast given me, show me a word, show me a word when I go into thy house. Do you know what this is, friends? Do you know what this is? Not necessarily regarding a dream, but you so want the Lord to come when you next go to his house that he would speak to you and confirm his word. Oh, that sweet, confirmed by one soft secret word, I seek no further light. That's where you want to be, that confirmation from him. We went to Staplehurst Chapel and my father was the pastor. And you know, friends, in the morning he said, friends, I don't know why, I've got to speak from this word. I don't know why, I've got to speak from this word. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And his first words were this, if one of my people here had a dream this week, you'll prove it come to pass. You know, my friends, it touches my heart as I talk of it now, and I don't want to talk of self. But you know, if as one of you and you're exercised about these things and perhaps the Lord has shown you something upon your bed, whether you were half in slumber or half, whatever it was, don't doubt the work of the Lord, because he does show, he does reveal himself in these things, friends. And oh, how we had to prove in time the very matter that seemed so utterly, totally impossible. It came to pass. We looked on and saw the wonders God alone can do. Friends, may you. Oh, we have to speak from the heart. How beautiful then is this word to us. But in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. It was his way of conversing with Solomon. It was his way. It was his sovereign holy will at that time. And we know those, and some of you may have been blessed and favoured with visions, but the Lord does appear. And friend, poor sinner, if you desire him to appear in a particular matter, the Lord will yet appear, as the hymn writer said, such beautiful language, this truth to rejoice in, the Lord will appear in the day when he will do it, friends. Pray for it. The day of his power, the day of his might, the day when it will be exhibited. There's not a might or a could be, friends, not with the Lord Jesus. Look, if you've brought something up, friend, this afternoon as a particular to the house of God, you have the word here, ask what I shall give thee, to leave it before him. But as I say, if it's a dream, if it's a vision, if it's some, you might think, slightly strange sort of way in which you've had a word. And you know, the Lord works in all different ways. When I visited this lady that I spoke of this morning, I felt so tried talking to her about her eternal welfare. And I came away, and as I turned in that room, as I told you, I shook her hand, I came away from it, and I felt so tried in my heart. What are you doing? It's like a voice cut. You know, the enemy's so close, friends. When the Lord has just been upon us and the enemy's nearby. And the enemy's in the high places, friends. And the enemy's in the low places too. And we have to prove it. And the enemy can be in dreams too. And that's why we need to prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. So it is searching for us. But you see, I turned away and I thought, well, how unfit I was to talk in this way. And yet, you see, I turned to the wall and the calendar hadn't been turned over. The text was yesterday's text, the day before, which was 2 weeks ago, Sunday. And it said this, and I felt I'm unfit to be a minister of God. Unfit, completely unfit, and you'll feel unfit in your own pathway, friends. But I looked at that text and it was this, preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. And friends, that's one of the words that the Lord sent this poor sinner to preach by. And there it was, a reminder. Oh, you're unfit, but preach the word. And I say to you, friend, you're unfit. Oh, maybe there's one you feel unfit to come. We can't leave this matter, you know. It rests upon us. You're unfit to come. All the fitness he requires is to feel your need of him. Do you need him?
You need him in that high place and that low place.
Oh, I hope you do, poor sinner. All the fitness. Yes, of course you're unfit. But friends, you know, I feel like this. The arms of the Saviour are there welcoming you. He says, come. Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. That is the unfit. Yes. And I will give you rest. Friends, I tell you this, you won't rest till you do come. You won't truly rest till you do come. Come then, repenting sinner, come. Well, in a dream by night, the dreams, the Lord appears. So maybe the Lord has appeared unto you and you think it's in a, I was going to use the word bizarre way, in a different way. A different way perhaps you thought that he might do. You've laid down those chalk lines, as the old minister said, for the Lord to work in. The chalk lines that perhaps he might deal with a matter in a particular way and the matters of your soul too, but in these ways. No, friends. The Lord appears in all different ways, you know. He can use all different means to bless you, all different means to teach you and to show you. So the Lord appeared unto Solomon in the dream. In the night. I do believe the Lord, not necessarily in a dream, but he does appear to his people often in the night seasons. The night seasons are time of meditation. The night seasons are time of quietness. The night seasons are time, often if we cannot sleep, of thinking. Oh, how sweet in the night seasons to meditate upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how sweet to think of him. Friends, next time you can't sleep, next time you know a bit of insomnia in the middle of the night, my meditation of him shall be sweet. You'll be on the high places then. Yes, in a dream by night. Well, friends, we aren't getting very far, are we? But God said to him, the voice of God, how wonderful. The voice of my beloved. My beloved came and spake to me. Come away, my love, come away. Come away from the things of this life, come unto me. Oh, that lovely word, come, is such an invitation, friends. And you know, we need to be so careful as gospel ministers of the invitation, but it's there. It's in God's word and we cannot ignore it. Come. Come, thou wretched, lost, fallen sinner, come to the Lord Jesus, bring it to him. Ask. Ask then. What I shall give thee. Ask that you might have a spirit of true conviction, that you might come pleading for real repentance over your sin. Repentance that means that you won't sin again in that particular way. Oh, it's hard, friends, because the heart inclines after these things. You know, I think sin, we covered a couple of things in prayer that are quite open sins. And you know, I think for me, the sin is the subtle sins and the sins of not thinking about others enough and the sins of not being a good neighbour to our neighbours, friends. Perhaps we haven't thought about those things, but the Lord is very clear that we should not speak. We should love our neighbour as ourselves. What a standard, friends. Yet at the same time, we shouldn't covet anything that is thy neighbour's, whether it be their ox, whether it be their wife, or whether it be their manservant. And yet, you see, friends, those sins are with us. You know, I feel this. I really do, friends. And I can't say anything but how these subtle little sins, they're not little, but they don't seem perhaps as bad as the sins we talked of in prayer, you know. Some of those things laid down in the Ten Commandments. But another commandment I give you, that ye love one another. So are you up to scratch with that one then, friends? I tell you, there's some things to pray over. There really are. If we know something of our sins, it's these subtle sins. They're with us. We do feel, we hoped in the most part to be kept outwardly, but the sin's in here. In this heart of ours.
Well, friends, there's much to pray over then, isn't there, in that? Ah, with my burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Yes, much to pray, but ask what I shall give thee. You know, I read a most beautiful obituary of a lady that was at Eastbourne Chapel, and Mrs. Hutchison, her name was, died in about 1982. And what was so lovely in that was the depths of trial she had to go to, but the answers of prayer. And it was this, friends, and I must just name it. She went into a business with her husband. I don't think he was brought up to go to chapel, but he came with her. But she went into business with him. And her business failed. And it failed disastrously. And her husband went into complete despair. And he lost it mentally, friends. And he had a complete breakdown. And he left her. And he went. And she didn't know where he'd gone. Now, she was a believer, friends. And she had to pray, and she prayed and prayed to the Lord over a long period. But she had to be prayed to be kept. I'll tell you this, friends. One day, she was going to put her head in the gas oven and to commit suicide. Friends, it's so solemn. At that, just before she was about to do that act, the Lord saved her. There was a knock at the door, and there's a man came to the door, and he just, it doesn't say in her obituary any detail, but it says this: he wandered in and he picked up a Bible and he read some verses to her from John's Gospel. And you know, friends, she couldn't do it. Let not your heart be troubled. Is that perhaps where you are this afternoon, poor sinner? Let not your heart be troubled. Well, pray over the Lord in your trouble, to the Lord in your troubles. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And she felt she couldn't do it. Well, she was rescued in that moment. But what was greater, friends, was this. She felt this burden and exercise. And you know, there are those special things. And there may be one that's carrying a special thing. But she had this burden and exercise. The Lord gave her this word in Isaiah: I have seen his ways. That's her husband. The exercise that he would come back. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I have seen his ways and will heal him. And maybe it's a prayer for someone in your family and someone in mine. We do need it. I have seen his or her ways and will heal them. And she prayed to the Lord that he would bring one of his servants with that word as a text. And if so, she'd know. We talked of confirmation. Friends, she would know. And you know, if you've had a confirmation this afternoon, you know what you must do. Whatever that is, you must do it. There's no question of it, friends. If the Lord speaks to you in a confirming way, you must follow that which he has commanded. Well, you see, this woman, it wasn't long afterwards, about a month afterwards, Mr. R.J. Morris, I believe he came from Clifton, was pastor there. And you know, he came with his very word as his text. And she said, my heart leapt within me when he gave out the word. Do you know what that is, friends? Do you know what it is for your heart to leap when a word is given out? Friends, oh, it's so remarkable to me. And you know, she prayed on and prayed on. And it was a few years later, her husband came home. He came home and he was healed from his mental breakdown. And he came home and she went. Both of them went to chapel and he made a remarkable end. 12 years of happy marriage together. Ask what I shall give thee. Such a beautiful example. Oh, friends, it broke me down when I read it. We want to be softened, not with emotion, but softened under that which the Lord can do. Ask. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. What do you have then that's worrying you this afternoon? What is it that you've brought into the house of God and it worries, it troubles you and it weighs you down? Ask. Ask what I shall give thee. You know, we all know the words of the Lord Jesus well, don't we? But hold upon them, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. A shall and a will of the Lord Jehovah. In fact, this was Jesus, of course, in his sermon on the mount. Wonderful, perfect sermon. Perfect sermon. Unlike those of us that scratch about and only ever will, but you know they're made perfect in him. If one word is used, it's all of the Lord. All of the Lord. And he writes so beautifully, if I can find it the first epistle of John, it is, and this is the confidence that we have in him. I just stop there, friends. Do you have confidence in him that those things that you ask him will be brought to pass? Do you have confidence? Oh, give me more confidence, more solid faith, more confidence in thee, says the hymn writer. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything. Now this is the important part, friends, and we know this, but to walk it out according to his will, he heareth us. If the Lord will, such important words to finish our prayers with. I was going to say to start our prayers with. But we ought to really, if the Lord will, this and that. But and ye know that he hear us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Oh, friends, it's so wonderful. The performing God, the answer to the petitions. Oh, do we have a Hannah here? You know, you can't barely get the words out in prayer, but you're asking God that he would give you whatever it is you're asking, but you can't bring the words. Oh, the articulation of the words not there. Friends, he sees the heart. Her heart, her lips move, but she uttered no words. The hymn writer says, have you no words? Think again. Words flow apace when you complain and fill your fellow creature's ear with the sad tale of all your woes. And they do. You know, friends, we're very articulate when we can talk about our woes and our sadnesses. But that our prayer would often be, hear what the Lord has done for me. Yes, friends. It is so. Oh, that prayer of praise, you know, that's a wonderful thing. But dear Hannah, and you know, you read that in the second book of, you read about Hannah, but she, and it says, and Hannah prayed, but she says, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. Prayer of praise, but before that, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Do we have a man or a woman or a child of a sorrowful spirit here this afternoon? Ask. Ask, and it shall be given you. Ask what I shall give thee. Yes. Now Solomon asked. He asked for that which was something that was rather wonderful for him. It was the gift of wisdom. Wisdom. He could have asked for money. He could have asked for long life. We read that in the chapter. We all want to ask for more money and long life. Let's be honest about it, friends. It makes our life a little bit more comfortable. But that wasn't to be given. Now, I want you to remember this. Solomon here was about 19 or 20 years old. A young man. He wasn't a grey head with years and years of experience. He was a young man. And he just followed on from a most wonderful time, really, that David had been, there'd been peace upon Israel in the end of David's time. There was much, he was a warrior, of course, it had to be, and fight the enemies, but there was peace in the end, and he served 40 years over, 33 of which were over the joint kingdoms of Israel and Judah, David did. So he's following on from his father, he's got that to worry him about, that he's got to continue to walk in the fear of God as his father did. Secondly, he's got the concern that his brother, Adonijah, you know, he wanted to get the throne and usurp the throne instead of him having it. Solomon's got that hanging over him. Thirdly, he's got the own weight of the power of these two kingdoms that he's such a young man, he's now king over. Friends, he's got much to ask for, and he asks for wisdom. Oh, what wisdom was given to him in the very case that we read later on in the chapter, which is for your private reading again later. Read it again, friends, and see what wisdom was given to him in that case for those two women that were brought before him. But you see, it's this Solomon, he was a young man. A young man, and he needed the Lord. Ask what I shall give you. Ask what I shall give thee. So young person, you know, if the King Solomon needed that word, it's no different for you today. And no different for us, for those in middle age and those old age. We all need this word, don't we, friends? Ask what I shall give thee. Ask. Oh, bring the matter before the Lord. Lay it before him again, friends, once more. Maybe you've come up and said, I'm not going to pray for this matter again. That's it. The Lord's not bringing it to pass. I can't continue in prayer. Well, I say this to you, friends, continue in prayer. Because of this, thy prayer is heard. Oh, yes. That you may prove thy prayer is heard, and they're being stored up, these prayers, for the day of the Lord's deliverance, when he will pour out the blessing, when he will give you the answer. And you will go on your way rejoicing. Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Yes, Cornelius, I've heard thy prayer. Yes. Thy prayers and thine arms are come up for a memorial. Yes, friends. Oh, I say, keep praying and pleading. You know, we think of Hezekiah also. You know, I liked his prayers. His prayers are full of tears. You know, I think tearful prayers are wonderful, friends. Because the Lord brings those tears. Is that where you are? You've got prayers of tears this afternoon. Beautiful. He turned his face to the wall and he wept. Yeah. And that's what it is. But those tears. What did the Lord say? I will add unto thee 15 years. Yes. He heard those prayers. He answered those prayers. And poor sinner, he will answer you in the day of his deliverance. Oh, I say, pray on, plead on. Whether you're in the high place, whether you're in the low place, wherever you are, whatever the situation, soul or providence, church, future, whatever it is, you know, the Lord knows. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he have tried me, and one of the trials is unanswered prayer, when he have tried me, he will bring me forth as gold. Friends, I won't keep you. I am conscious with the mass how difficult it is. But may you know the Lord's blessing indeed. In Gibeon, upon the high places, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. The Lord's ways of appearing. And God said, ask. What I shall give thee. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Barker. And Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And then next Lord's Day, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach at 10:30 as usual, but at 6:00 in the evening. And the collection next Lord's Day will be for the FGA. Let us close with hymn 1105. 1105. Jesus, engrave it on my heart, that thou the one thing needful art. I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Hymn 1105.
Thank you.
The day thou gavest, Lord, has ended. Well, not yet, but thou knowest the day in thy courts, but we're thankful for it. And Lord, we're thankful that the dear friends did come this afternoon. But Lord, that was an answer to prayer, because the enemy said, you watch the place empty when there is a different service. Not because we don't believe of the faith of the dear friends, Lord, but because we have a great enemy. But Lord, we prove once again that he is a liar. And Lord, we pray for the dear friends here. Remember them each. Be with them, go before them and watch over them. And Lord, take care of them in providence and in grace, we do plead. And Lord, may there be something from today that they can take home and beat out. And Lord, it is that beating out that we need. Help us, we pray. And grant each one journey in mercies, we do plead. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.